Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 18. Discipline your children while there's hope, otherwise you will ruin their lives. The word discipline has a harsh ring to it, but the writer of the Proverbs is clear that it's absolutely essential for every parent to know how to do it. He saw discipline as the way in which parents show love to their children. In Proverbs chapter 22, he wrote, "Direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it." His many references to the use of the rod suggest that the methods of disciplining have changed considerably. But the principle of discipline holds good. Every child needs to have the security of knowing what the rules are and someone around them who will ensure that they are followed. A failure to put in place clear boundaries is, in the opinion of the writer, a sign of hatred towards children. I remember talking with a friend about his teenage years. His parents allowed him to do whatever he wanted, and at the time he thought this was great. It stood in marked contrast to those around him, who had to follow some very clear rules. My friend was allowed to come back home at any time of the night and to drink as much as he wanted. When he started using drugs, his parents didn't raise any objections. Slowly it dawned on him that they gave him this much freedom because they didn't care. They didn't love him. And this led him to a time of deep depression. Discipline may not sound attractive, but it's actually the clearest expression of love. The writer to the Hebrews talks about the way in which God disciplines us. He writes, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." If you're a parent, then may God give you great wisdom, gentleness, and love as you discipline your children. If you're not a parent, then I urge you to pray for those who have this awesome responsibility. And all of us need to be ready to receive God's discipline, understanding that He only ever says no to us because He loves us and wants us to thrive. So tell me this, in what ways has God disciplined you? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that you love us so much that you're willing to discipline us. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. But you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.